Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Racing World? What's going on? This your boy, Boom on Wheels, coming to y'all live. Once again, every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Sorry for the delay. Tonight's going to be a unique night. I'm not by my computer, but Daniel from the Madisonville Boys, Half-Breed, is going to work the board for me. And once he gets to the board, and Daniel, if you're out there, get to the board, and I'll make the rest of it history. But today is a unique day. We're going to talk about race report. If there's anybody that went to a track event, I do know that they had that benefit race this past weekend. Nick Bim and his entourage and his people, they won the 28 tire shootout. But we got a lot of races coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I do know that I'm supposed to be hosting the race at Hub City with the G Unit guys, September the 8th and September the 15th. I am also going to be hosting at Hub City Dragway JT Fugitive's son birthday bash. And there's a lot of races coming up, man. Y'all racers that's out there that has races, y'all get on the board, y'all press the one button. When y'all press the one button, Daniel will open y'all mic for me, and we can get the conversation started. But as everybody already know, you understand me, we have quite a few different conversations today. And most of the conversations is going to be about, upcoming events, things that y'all know that we can, things that we know that we can make happen. Daniel, you in?
Yes, sir. Yes,
hello?
Sir.
Okay.
Boom, can you hear me?
Sure that you, yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. You can hear me? Daniel. Can you hear me, Daniel?
Yes, I got you, Boom. I got you.
Okay, all right. I think I may have a couple of hands up. I got a couple of hands up out there.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get to it. You got a hand up. 83, let's see, 832-3259. Your mic is hot.
Hey, we're Street Fighter. We just calling in and spoke the show. I hear you out there, Boom.
All right, then. Just stay tuned. We're gonna get a great conversation going on. And as y'all know, November the 2nd and the 3rd, also on September the 15th, Track Outlaw is hosting a great dick event at Gulfport Dragway. Man, they got people from all over. I heard that Derek was gonna be on the premise. I seen a video somewhere. I did not watch it, but I kind of read something about it. I'm quite sure a lot of y'all seen it or read it too. But he's gonna be in the building at Gulfport Dragway. It's gonna be epic, man. I tell you. Like I said, it's quite a few races going on, man. Y'all just need to stay tuned to the show, listen to what's going on, because most of these local promoters and out of town promoters are gonna come on the show and talk about their event, tell y'all what kind of what they can offer y'all, or whether y'all can make a decision on which race y'all want to go to. Also, November the 2nd and the 3rd. Madisonville has put on their yearly race. Y'all know they do one race a year, the Madisonville Boys, and they're going to be putting on their big event. It's going to be something epic. It's going to be something that everybody's going to be able to come in and join and have a great time, whether you're a small tire class or whether you're a big tire class. Them guys are going to have it all for y'all. And guess who's going to be on the ones and twos? Yep, you guessed it. Boom on motherfucking wheel. I'm going to be in the fucking building. I'm going to be in the microphone, and we're going to make it happen. You understand me? But at the same time, in between time, ladies and gentlemen, I got a conversation for a lot of y'all, and I want all y'all to press the one button to talk about this conversation. Now, y'all know Boom have always usually do a final hit, and I had BJ to go on fast forward to make a little poll for me. I'm trying to decide between doing the final hit at No Problem or State Capitol. Now, with that being said, I just want y'all input on it, on where we should do the final hit at. We're going to do the final hit. The date is December the 8th. Now, where it's going to be is unknown. So flyer is coming real soon. With that being said, you know what I'm saying? With that being said, you know what I'm saying? I just want some input on what y'all think, where y'all think I need to do this race. Like I said, this going to be, y'all already know it's called the final hit. That means that's going to be the last race that I do this year. Now, I also want y'all to mark y'all calendars for March the 9th. March the 9th. Every March, the first weekend or the second weekend of March, I always do the Invasion of Louisiana. So y'all can go ahead and get y'all mouth taste in tune and your cars test in tune for that. Now, I'm trying for a lot of different things because I'm trying to throw out some lot of money. So I'm going to be campaigning for the March race. The March race, I'm going to be campaigning for a lot of sponsorship. So, I've never had a race where I had sponsors to provide money for me. So, therefore, I've never been able to throw a $4,000 or $5,000 small tie shootout or $4,000 or $5,000 big tie shootout or nothing like that there. And, you know, when you put money up like that, man, the people come out of the woodwork, man. You understand me? And also, you know, we've been having a lot of conversation on social media about our local tracks and prep and what the track people need to do for us to help us keep people coming in. We're going to talk about that also. Daniel, if you got anybody, Mike, that need to be open to let the racing world know that they're out there listening in, you can go ahead and open those mics.
Here you go. You got one. 251-6732. Your mic is hot.
Hey, we hear you. It's Wild Thing in the house.
Hey, how you doing, Wild Thing? You doing all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're just putting in them overtime hours trying to bank that money up. We're going to come out next year strong.
Next year, huh? Strong, huh?
Very strong.
Uh-oh. Same car or what?
I'm talking about stock suspension small tire cars that are going to be on notice.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord, I said I have mercy. Yeah, that's you, Dan. That is you.
This Wild Thing is going to get her name out.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
It's going to be bad to get smoked by a woman.
Yep. And like I said, we're going to – I don't know, Daniel. I don't know if I missed anything, Daniel. If I missed anything for his announcement, let me know. And I can
No, you got same day you got J.P. Thompson got a race over there in Hattiesburg. Can't forgive him. He put his race out after the track outlaws. But, you know, there's enough people to go there, everybody's race, you know. On September 15th,
yeah,
over at Hub. You know,
I talked about that one.
Oh, did you did?
Yeah,
okay.
I talked about that.
Right.
Yeah, that's JT Fugitive's son. That's JT Fugitive's
right.
son. I'm gonna be announcing for them. Yeah, I'm gonna be announcing
right.
for them. So, yeah, I did.
Yeah. And like I said,
you know, I'll be
announcing. We added a big dog shoot out, y'all. We got 500,000 miles on top. We haven't put that on the internet yet, but I put it that we're having a big dog shootout. But we can put 1,000 on top of that. So tell all your big ties come.
Okay.
You know, they all with the complaining. You know, so we're kind of you know see what we can go with it. But we just have a lot of eyes in the fire, man. Like I said, we got the prep guy coming. I know everybody has some issues with the track this past weekend, but just to let y'all know, our guys coming in Wednesday, the track will be scraped and prepped when we have our event. So you don't have to worry about that. I mean, we can't do anything about the walls. I mean, everybody has their opinion. We'll have an ambulance on site. So, I mean, it is what it is. So it's good. It ought to be a really good event. So I'm ready. For Boom, it's quiet on his. I got somebody else want to talk. Boom, let me open up this mic, man. 225-0731. Your mic is hot.
Kirk Dupree for the W.
I'm taking bets. I'm going to give y'all my PayPal. Are we ready?
Mr. Boo Boo, what's happening?
I don't want no crying. Nobody don't pay me, so I'm gonna take all PayPal debts when I take all y'all fucking money.
Kurt Dupree for the W.
If y'all know what I know, that's Happy Huckleberry. That's all I'm gonna tell y'all.
Shit.
You got it. You got it.
What's up, Hacksaw? What's up, Boom? What's happening?
Same old shit, but
already?
A different day, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to get ready, man. It's just been rough, man. It's been rough, man.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to go test for about a week now, 2 weeks, and we're going up there to Shreveport next weekend, try to handle business, but I can't even find nowhere to go shake a little blue down nowhere, all this damn rain.
You got that car running?
A one-legged duck swimming circles?
Oh, Lord. You got a blue one. Oh, Lord. you talking about the Mustang, the slow car.
No, I'm talking about my little slow car.
What you did here, man?
I'm back, Daniel. I'm sorry about that, man. I'm in a little predicament with a lot of guests and everything, but I just got a phone call, Daniel. Somebody's gonna be pressing the one button here in a little while, and they want to talk about some things that's going on in the racing world. So whenever that number pop up, I think I forgot what he said, the 271 number, or whatever. Whenever that number pop up, you can go ahead and open his mic and then announce to him that the mic is open and everything. He got a very interesting conversation about something that took place at the track. So whenever he come on, we got to get a chance to talk about that. But just to get a little input on what we should do the final hit at, I can tell you the overwhelming thought was everybody was campaigning for No Problem. So we're gonna see what the racers say. And I'm doing a race December 8th, so it's just I got to figure out where we're going to do it at. Because I do have open dates on both of them dates at the track. So with that being said, anybody out there that want to conversate on any conversation or bring a conversation to the board, go ahead and press the one button and we can go from there. But in the meantime, Daniel, see if we got anybody out there we can open that mic, okay?
Yeah, hold on. We got one, boom. 678-1066. Your mic is hot.
Yeah, what's happening, Daniel? Boom. What I was calling about, I'm with Marvin Posey, and at the track when he came down, these people, the guy that's running the track out there, he made a mistake, and he was turning his truck around, and the trailer bumped that separate thing tank cover. And it knocked it off the block. And
we got that shit.
No, I'm saying he was trying to play the man because he told me to come on here and tell everybody about it. And he said he will never return down here because of that. Because he said every time he come down here, he always gets screwed on some type of technicality. So he's saying what I'm telling y'all. You got good racers, people that will race, that want to come, but then they hear this negativity about how these people run things down here. And that's not right, man. And that's a good racer. Everybody know Marvin good people.
Okay,
the whole conversation was he told him, said if the guys couldn't be there at 6 o'clock, that Wednesday morning, that he had a concert that was going on the following weekend, that they could just forget it, and they was going to build a new stand, a new cover, and he wanted Marvin to give him $10,000. Marvin told him, to law, man, before I do that, I'll just turn it over to my insurance company.
Hold on, let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the beginning because some people misinterpreted what's going on. You saying that Marvin Posey, Okay, you saying that Marvin Poser had made a mistake and damaged something on the at the facility? That what you're saying? And
yeah, but if you out there, he a racer. If you out there at the track and you hit a guardrail and you break it, guess what? You just hit it. It just broke. I mean, yeah, that got something to do with the track. But at the same time, incidents do happen. But when a man tries to beat somebody out of money, that's not right.
Listen,
that's basically what Marvin was talking about.
Boom! This is what I was told. Now I was told Marvin came to. It was storming out there. Marvin bumped into the. They got that little stage back there with four little cement blocks on
it. It's a separate tank cover. That's what it is. A separate tank cover.
Yeah. Marvin bumped it and it fell off one of the cement blocks. Marvin was trying to fix it, but I said, Marvin, it's raining. We came up there, told Kit and everybody, hey, he said, and James said, well, we'll fix it when it starts raining. Well, I was told by one of the track officials that they picked it up already and it was already fixed. Now, I don't know how they're trying to make Marvin pay $10,000, but that's a bunch of crack of shit. And I'll tell you this right here.
They told him that. Marvin called me on the phone and talked to me on it. And I told him, I said, well, he wanted me to bring it to Boom attention on the show and tell him, you know, because things like that shouldn't be going on because incidents happen with race cars and racers out there.
No, where is Marvin working right now or something?
Yeah, he's at work.
All right, I'm going to get Marvin's number. I'm going to call him on the back line. I'll get with James, the guy who gave the race, and we'll get this shit resolved because Marvin comes to every race. And that's
right.
That's what I know.
Right.
That's what I know.
See, me and him
good friends. We real good friends.
Right. And let me tell you something, Daniel. What's the name? This is what we've been talking about on the website about tracks working with the promoters. And see, this is the thing. Somebody got background noise. I need y'all to hold up with the background noise, okay? If you're not talking, mute your phone until you're ready to talk, okay? But listen, who been getting noise, Daniel? Okay, thank you. All right, but this is the thing. Yeah, I got these earphones in my ears, and it really hurts my ears that whoever's making that noise. Thank you for muting your phones, okay? But listen, if that is the case, I don't have the facts in front of me, but if anybody can text Marvin Poser, tell him to go take a five-minute break, please, and come on here and explain to us what's going on. Because I would like the objective report
that I am. I'll
tell you
what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to call him right now on my phone.
Okay, do what you can do,
and
because I want to
get
facts. I don't want to talk about alternative facts. I don't want to talk about the what else and all this other stuff. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. I want to hear the conversation. I want to know who told him $10,000. I want to know everything about the facts because, I mean, you know, if I'm planning on doing business with these people and some of my spectators come out there and something happens like that there, I mean, this looks bad on my behalf. And, I mean, you know, I'm like, we need to get this rectified. And if, and Daniel, I know you got probably got bad background noise. Please mute your phone if you're not talking right now.
Let me get Steven on. Yeah.
All right. But look, if you're not okay, you found out who it was. Okay. But listen, man. Like I said, I don't know the facts on that. We're going to find out the facts. You know, the objective reporter that I am, we always call the heart. We don't never talk. And guess what? I think Daniel got Kent's number. So we're going to get Kent on the back line also because we're not going to do no one-sided story on the show. You understand me? Because this show is what it is, you know?
Yeah, let me open up this mic. 985-7145.
Okay,
hey, Steven, your mic is hot, Steven.
Hey, man, what's happening?
What's up?
What's going on, buddy?
I got on this week.
Hey, y'all, I can't talk right now. I have to hit y'all up later, man.
That's Marvin. Y'all.
Who is Marvin?
I'm calling about the Marvin Posey deal, man. I mean, I actually got a call when I left the track to possibly get a machine up there. You know, a friend of mine called me that's a good friend of Marvin's, and he was an hour and a half away. And basically was getting ready to bring his machine up there to fix this platform, this old raggedy-ass platform that was half falling down any damn way, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I basically told him to head over that platform. I wouldn't drive no machine no freaking hour and a half when they got a freaking forklift right there. Only thing you got to do is raise the goddamn thing up, set it back on the block. I mean, that's some bullshit if you ask me.
Well, I want to know
dude,
where this $10,000
is coming
in.
I mean,
he told me that if I couldn't get that platform up by Wednesday, that he was going to have some contractors to come in to build a new one. And if he couldn't get the new one done, that he was having a concert, and if they didn't agree to it, he was going to have to give them their $10,000 back.
Huh?
Yep, that's what he told me.
Is this Marvin I'm talking to?
Yeah, this is Marvin.
Marvin,
okay.
Marvin, I was saying, a good friend like me and Steven, I called the track and they told me I put it back together. It was already there. We didn't need to worry about it.
Yeah, I got what's name take care of. Yep.
But,
I got to take
so
care of it.
So basically,
he started out.
Okay, so basically,
he didn't.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
He started out telling me he didn't need the thing done till Saturday. Then when I told him I'll make sure it's done by Saturday, and Jamie was going to take care of it. Then, you know, he said Jamie that he had to have it done by Wednesday. You know, so, you know, it kind of made it harder, you know, to get something done. So I said, all right, well, I have it done by Wednesday. Then that's when he come up with the $10,000 thing and having contracts to come out and just all kind of different stuff like that.
I'm looking for the message in my phone because one of them guys messaged me and told me that it was fixed. Don't worry about it. They took it off.
Yeah, yeah, I got it done.
It is fixed.
Yeah, it was fixed because I had Pateria. He took care of it for me.
What he
said. That's
saying,
how I got fixed.
They wanted
okay,
it
my question
fixed.
Is this.
I know. Hey, check this out.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So I got somebody. I told myself I got somebody lined up gonna take care of. So he tells me, okay, well, if they can't be out here to break it down, you know, ain't no use of fooling with. I'm thinking like, now why do they need to be able to break it down to put a platform up, you know, on Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, I said, let me call him and see what time he can be out there. So I call him. I told him, Terry said he can be out there at 9:00. He's okay. 9:00 So then he texts me back. He tells me, he said, look, if he can't have it done by 1:00, you know, don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
I need somebody coming out there. I said, and so I called him. I said, so what you telling me if this man is almost got this thing up at 1:00, but he's not finished, he got to quit. He said, if he ain't done, if he ain't looking satisfactory by then, we're going to shut it down. We're going to just build a whole new state. That's okay. I talked to him. I said, get him to do what he can do. So, all right. He takes me back before Wednesday got again. Tell me, hey, look, if ain't but one guy coming, tell him don't worry about coming. One guy ain't going to be in the house. I mean, everything I try to get set up, you know, he'll send me some more texts. Like, I got texts still. I still got the text in my phone. I went out my way, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I went out my way to get that get that thing back up because I did knock it down. And
So let me ask you this. So the problem is rectified.
Everything's done.
It's fixed. Okay. Because I got an attorney sitting here listening to this conversation, and because I got it on I just took it off speakerphone and she's been listening to this whole thing and. She's like, she told me in these words, keep all text messages from them people. See, because
I got pictures.
My question is this. If you'd have hit it and kept going and never told officials or anybody at the checkout, they don't have no staff, first of all. So if you don't tell them that you hit that, then who fixes it? And what price and what cost? So,
this. Let's just say Hattiesburg, you know, they got concrete rail, no problem. Let's just say it's Hattiesburg. Car run through the guardrail, tore the guardrail down. Who fixed the guardrail? The bus fixed the guardrail or the track fixed the guardrail?
You see what I'm saying?
Man, it wasn't. Right. It wasn't nothing to that little platform anyway. There wasn't nothing but a goddamn old raggedy ass platform that was sitting on some old cinder block. Freaking old timey 19 pillars.
I'm gonna post it in Madison. Go look at it.
Now he started out.
Yeah.
Now this is Kenny. He started out when I first talked to him at the track. He told me, he said, "Look, man," he said, "this is just old stage." He said, "It's covering the septic tank up." He said, "One for the septic tank, man. That man, I just dragged the thing out the way." Then he go from that to having a new stage built and having to give people $10,000 back. And then when after I took my mix there somebody the Wednesday, he said, I walked out there and one of the other guy with me told me he smelled raw sewage, so it might damage the septic tank. I said, okay.
Wow.
I said, if it damages the septic tank, we'll just cross it and get to it.
When was the club?
This
began?
That Saturday after that race, the one that got rained out, the following Saturday.
Boom. Marvin Posey came up in there and told him. I was standing
there. The man told him that he hit it.
He told him. He said, don't worry about it. We'll get it tomorrow. We'll pick it right up. I'm standing right there. He shoots and says, we'll take it. Ain't worried about that stage. Now all of a sudden, not worrying about the $10,000. It's kind of fucking weird.
And Patera called me. I mean, I'm good friends with Patera, the guy that went out there and fixed it. Patera called me when I was leaving the track to see if I could kind of help him out. Help him get it done.
Okay.
And I didn't see no problem with them doing it, bro. They got a forklift. They got tractors. They got everything you need.
Right.
I mean, hell, they could have just asked anybody out there to pick the damn thing up. I mean, there was no reason for them to be harassing that man like that. I mean, that's just shitty, man. That's just shitty.
And that's what I be telling. And that's what I be telling y'all guys about how they get on this Facebook and talk about, let's make our track great again. Let's make racing great again. And all this other bullshit, but these track people don't give a fuck about us. As long as we paying them the motherfuckers that money, they're going to keep on doing us the way they're doing us. You understand me? They don't respect us. They don't respect what we do. Because if they did respect us and they respected what the fuck we do around here, you understand me? We wouldn't be going through what we're going through. You understand me? It's just point blank.
Man, you got to do the Marvin Posey and support every track around here. How you going to treat that man like that when an accident, when he stood up?
Man
could have just drove
Marvin
the hell off.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. That's the bullshit, man.
You didn't give none of your information, your insurance information, did you?
He gave me real name.
Yeah, I gave him all my information, phone number, I gave him my insurance, I gave him everything.
Oh, shit. Not if I was getting it fixed. I wouldn't have gave my motherfucking thing. Well, you need to call
me. This was right after it happened.
Hey, boom. That man did the right thing. I mean, he did the right thing. Ain't no doubt he did the right thing. But the problem is just bullshit that he had to go through all that. I mean, that's just freaking crazy, man.
Right.
And I wonder why people don't want to support them son of bitches.
Right.
Hey, man,
I'm
going to tell you.
He need to call. He need to call his insurance company tomorrow and let them know that he gave that particular facility his information and that whatever they call and talk about to them, that he had rectified it and had it fixed and paid out of pocket to get it done. So if he called it with any kind of bullshit about, filing a claim to them, all that bullshit, that's in the people that this motherfucking ass for insurance fault. So. But that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that's why, and then another thing, man, what pisses me off about spectators and people that don't know nothing about promoting and what we do is promoting and what I do for a living, pretty much. I do this for a living. I get paid for promoting. But when they sit back and talk about, let's make my track great again, okay, everybody's willing to make a track great again. But guess what? They ain't willing to work with us to make nothing better. Listen, on some real shit. If anybody on this talk show tonight, and we damn near pretty much got a full house tonight, anybody on this talk show can push the one button and can justify to me tonight how, you know what I'm saying, we can make our track better with the bullshit that they're pulling on us. Now, keep in mind, we pay as promoters. Listen to this deal. Let's talk about the money. Somebody got background on. They don't have their phone muted. Somebody don't have their phone here. But anyway, let's talk about money. The going price to rent a facility is $7,500. That $7,500, do you know what they give you? And that $7,500, you get one person in the tower, one person at the tree, the man is on the track at the staging lane, and a woman at the gate. If you're not renting a total, but most times she up there anyway. If you got a track rental, but my thing is this: that's one day. Now you know what they do for you also? They put your flyer on their website. Other than that, track don't do a motherfucking thing for us promoters. Then for the prep. They probably don't use a half a gallon of prep. I mean, half a drum of prep, probably. But my point set of being is, for one day event, dude, we get them for, I mean, let's say $10,000. Let's just say that. Because when you get through with your expenses, your flyers, your trophies, all that, dude, you don't spend a whole lot of money to be at this facility. Now, guess what? Guess what everybody's saying? Oh. Boom made a whole lot of money. I don't know if he had, but guess what? It's a whole lot of work, and it's a whole lot of money invested. And guess what? Ain't none of this shit promised to none of us promoters. You understand me? Mother Nature works against you. The track works against you. So you damn near in a losing battle. You want to promote races. I ain't gonna tell you a lot. They got me in my feelings about this. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is what I love to do. I ain't gonna tell you a lot. I'm on the fence, y'all. I'm on the fence. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm on the fence, and I hope things get better with these facilities, man. Let me tell you something. It's simple. It's very simple. Somebody pay you to rent your facility. If I'm giving you, just say 75, I think no problem, $8,500 now. They went up $1,000 since Stevie Ray passed away. They went up $1,000. It can't tell me. Oh, I know. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm going to tell you why they said it went up $1,000. They went up $1,000 because after my events or any big event, they take 2 days to clean the compound up, picking up trash. Okay? But I tell y'all, if I wanted to, I could put on Facebook the expense report that they printed out for me. You know what I'm saying? I can print it out and let the world see it, the expense report that they have. And it's ludicrous. Because you're going to see $1,000 more and all that stuff is already in there already. So who are we? But anyway, we can elaborate on that. We can talk about that, man. But I told y'all on a statement, if y'all read it, on the Madisonville page, they got a post on there about the dude that was winning 20. It's on that post there. And I made the statement just like this here. I'm going to make it again. Tracks don't give a fuck about us. As long as we win the track, then that's all they care about. Until that motherfucker get grass growing up to that motherfucker, they don't give a fuck. Now, when they start treating promoters better, then that's when things don't get better. You know, but it's just, I got a lot of background. I got a lot of background, though. But I got to step outside. Hold on. But look, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. We got to make it better, man. I mean, the track doing what they're doing. As long as we patronize them and give them money, they ain't got to do no better. Or they feel like, well, he got to come and rent the track anyway. He want to do it anyway. So guess what I do? I meet new friends that's got track, like Mobile, like Hub City. People that will respect promoters, that will allow promoters to come in there and put good prep down. You know what I'm saying? And I got some critics on this what's name now that don't give a damn about Hub City. And they went to Hub City and had a fucking blast a couple weeks ago, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, had a damn blast. And guess why they had a blast? Because the owner of the lease, let me say it like that, is a racer himself, and he know what we need to get down that damn road. And he put it down there and Silverback on 28th Street. A to fucking B and pretty quick. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel, do we have any people that want to speak? Because I'm quite sure people heated up that want to oppose the conversation we're saying. Let's talk.
Hold on.
Open
let
the
me
mic
on
your mind.
Let me see, bro. I think I got one mic. Let's see. This Clyde, Jack Clyde, I think. 504-7032. Your mic is hot.
What's up, bro? What's up? This is Clyde. Look, I want to say something about the little Marvin Posey thing. You're right, Boone. The reason some people do what they do to us, because we let them. And then on top of that, for Marvin Posey, if me, myself, Marvin Posey is a better man than me. Because if I'd have hit it,
I'd have told whoever tell me some $10,000, I'd have told him, guess what? I paid to get in this motherfucker. Whoever gave the event, that's who's responsible for your fucking platform. And see, that's what I'm because when he said when somebody run the car through the gate or through the wall, the race, he ain't asking the man when you get out your car and when you get out your car and get your leg broke, that's broke fixed. I need my rail is fixed. They ain't telling you that. So like I said, with them people doing what they doing to us because we let them. Everybody want to be a promoter like me. Hey, I'm in a group that's promoting the race. But until we stop going there, going some and go other places, even if we got to go a little further out, like you say, you got to meet new friends. When that grass start growing up around that motherfucker, then they going to start looking, coming look for us. But until then, until we keep running in there, or we going to do this, we going to do that, they ain't going to do a damn thing. Because they probably don't hear listening to us and say, you got us right. You did right. Y'all ain't, we ain't got to do nothing. Y'all going to keep coming back. And that's fact.
And get what? It's okay if they on this show listening to us because guess what? They can listen all they want. Now, see, that's what I'll be trying to tell people. Man, Boone, why you be getting on the radio show and bashing our local track? We need our local. Yes, we need our local track, but we also need our local track to do for us. And then at the same time, too, yeah, Kent. I'm going to say Kent. I'm going to tell you, Kent. Kent said, why would I want to help you and do something for you and you get on your talk shows and you always come to bash me? He said that. Dan, you heard him. Didn't you, Daniel? Did you hear him say that? Up in the tower.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah. I heard it.
Yeah, he told me, well, maybe if you stop bashing, I'm like, bashing, dude? If what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? It's the fucking truth. If you fucking up, you fucking up. I mean, it is what it is. You know, but it, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? But that's what we have with this, y'all. You understand me? And fuck. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he was on Marvin to fix that. Even if he knocked it over, it was an accident. And as far as his insurance, it was on private property, so that his insurance ain't liable for that either.
Right. Well, you know how that goes.
So,
no, you
at this point, at this point, you got somebody running across there and slipping old pissy ass bathroom. Are they gonna pay him? They make you sign a waiver at the gate saying they ain't responsible for none of that.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You know, that's what that I'm telling you, bro. It's getting like to the point where I'm gonna sit back and just let the new promoters just do their thing, man. But, I mean, they're the ones that seem like they don't give a fuck how they get treated. You know what I'm saying, me? But at the same time, you know, it's an epidemic, man. It just I don't know. Well, I mean, we got to do something about it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, every time I think it's going to be right, man, something comes up, man. And, you know, and like I said, I'm entertained doing a race at that track, man. And then I can't, I'm supposed to come support me knowing some shit like this is going on, man.
Hey, Boone.
Yeah, man.
I wanted to comment just a while ago. You said something about the promote, you know, these people saying we got to support these tracks. Man, you ain't got to do but three things. That's eat, shit, and die. That's the only three things you got to do. Everything else you do by choice.
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely correct.
If them motherfuckers ain't treating us right, fuck them.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. You're absolutely correct. And,
I don't already made my mind up. You know, I ain't nobody. I'm not no Marvin Posey. Like I said, I ain't nobody. But at the end of the day, if you ain't got what I got, if you ain't gotten what the hell I need, then I'm not coming. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
My shit just going to stay on Jack.
Well, this is the thing. What I'm thinking, if a person is willing to go to that low of a level, if I was to have an event there and some was up to come up, who's to say that it wouldn't come, you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't try to put a quicker on me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I am protected by a lawyer, you know what I'm saying, to a certain degree, but if I get myself involved with him without a contract, then, you know what I'm saying, you know, it could be crucial, but... But I don't know, man. It is what it is. All right, but I guess, I mean, anybody got the one, press the one button. Let's talk. And we, like I said, this is gonna be an open floor night, and we're gonna talk about a lot of different things, and I can tell y'all, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna be, it's an epidemic, and we got to work on it. You know what I'm saying? And true enough, they talk about state capital, but they still go to state capital. I go to state capital. They talk about no problem. We still go to no problem. And Kent or CP or one of them on there listening. You know what I'm saying? I mean, somebody listening. And if they knew what I knew, they would get on this motherfucking talk show and talk to us racers and try to make it right with these racers, man. Because you know what I'm saying? You know, because guess what? Like what's name said, we are the financial aid to this shit.
Well, hey, I know Pat Jeffrey got on that long one about the post. Everybody talking about the committee. Mm-hmm. And what I approved Stephen, but I don't know they haven't approved Stephen. I haven't seen it yet. He said he listened to all the issues, and the ambulance will be released to them. It's almost done, and it will be fully stocked and have everything it needed here shortly. And he said he contacted Kent about some other issues that he's seen on there. He said something mm-hmm. about when Stevie Ray died, a whole lot of money went missing, some other shit, so I don't know what he's talking about, but he's trying to get it back. Mm-hmm.
And look, if it's in this, Daniel, even with this, if we all know what it costs to run these events and run these tracks, if you have to go up on your tech card or whatever, we don't mind paying it if the right stuff is there for us to race.
Yeah, but see, you're right, but this is the thing I try to screenshot it and put in our little group text. You know what people pay when they go to South Georgia Motorsports to just test and tune on radio front? Yeah. You know what it was, Clive? You remember seeing it?
No, what they pay? What they pay?
$125 to $150, and don't complain. If we could try to make somebody pay a check on that, we'd be the worst people on the face of the earth. So,
but you'll have a good, you'll have the people who they pay it, they'll have a blast. They call on, break dry shafts and rear ends and bust all pans. They're gonna have a nice track though.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Daniel.
Yep.
You already know me. I pay for good shit. And
yep.
If that track is good, I'll give him my $150 and 10 out of that son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
And look, the whole time
I'm doing it, I'm going to be grinning. I ain't going to be thinking about that $150 spent. Trust me, I won't.
If I can go to the track and pull a cold to half breed and not worry about it spinning, like I'm like Steven, I pay $125 every time I go. It costs me that much anyway to get there. You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, bro, at the end of the day, it don't have to cost for $25 if they do the shit right.
Right.
It ain't got to be that high. If they keep up with the track, if they keep up with the facility, then it's more manageable. But if you're shooting at the stars every time you know, it's just, like I say, man, you got to want to do this shit, period. And you gotta want to do it for the people that come in there, and that's the bottom line.
Yep.
I mean,
right.
It is what it is. The money gonna follow. I mean, boom. Hey, boom, the deal. I don't take my car to Hub City. Boom, already know. I'm gonna say it. A lot of people might get pissed off.
This is Marvin. I'm gonna have to get with y'all guys a little later, man.
All right, Marvin.
All right, Marvin.
Marvin, give me a call tomorrow. I inbox you my number.
Okay. All right. I will.
I'm in.
All right. Later.
But
you know, like I say, man, I do business every day with people, and I mean, when I don't do what I'm supposed to do, bro, people hold me accountable for it, and rightfully so. I want them to. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I don't think we ask for much, man. But you know, at the end of the day, I just chimed in because Marvin. I mean,
hey, but let me ask you this here. Let me ask you this here, Steve.
Hey, boom. Before you go, I got some people holding for a while. Let me open these mics. Hold on.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
504-4714. Your mic is hot.
What's up, boom? Boom and dang, it's hot, man.
Hey, what's up? All right, chillin'. What's up with your hot?
Hey, ain't nothing. Hey, they got a little thing that they call 3 P's that always happen. And it's punishment to prove a point. And down here with these tracks, like Steven said, it don't take as much to make a track good. You don't have to put 4 or 5 barrels of prep down to get the track nice.
You just start
prepping and taking care of it. So I'm going to tell you what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to punish us by raising the prices. Say, now we're going to see what they're going to do. Then they're going to prove their point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do 3P. They're going to punish you to prove that point.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they're going to do.
No,
they're going to say, see, we tried to do it.
Not.
No,
so
they're just going to have to close the gates.
But, High Rod, you got to look at one thing. They ain't the only somebody got trapped.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And when they do that, that's when you pull out. You can punish them too. Because guess what? You
that's
the one that make the show for them.
That's what I'm saying. But they talk. We talking about like pretty much 2 or 3 tracks down here. I think they kind of talking about 3 tracks and mainly one of them. I don't want names, but we know they talking about the issues with no problem and shit like that. And they will do that because they figure we gonna come anyway. So we'll punish them by raising it. But the people just gonna have to stop going to make the point. But then they'll start doing their little midnight madness with no prep at all. They just keep a few dollars because I mean, fuck it, it'll cost them less to just tear the motherfucker up and put some cocaine down there. So they don't care whether we
go
or not.
You got to. Hey, rah! Breaking news. You got to open them gates to do a. You got to open the gates to do that. They ain't open the gates to do that. So, I mean.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying
if they start to do some
foolishness, people
got to
stick together and not deal with it.
How many people there?
Hey.
It's crazy.
I done told the guys that I deal with, and Daniel can vouch for this, what everybody need to do every time they're having something at that track, they need to pick up the phone and they need to call down there and say, hey, look, are you having an ambulance today? If they answer yes, ask them the next question. How much prepping do you plan to do today? If any one of them things answer no, stay your ass at the house. It's that simple.
They're going to let it go straight to the answering service like they've been doing.
Yeah, well, you don't go. And when they pop that lock open and nobody comes through them fucking gates, they're going to start calling your ass, I promise you. They're going to start looking for you.
Because like you said,
everybody
you go to like South Georgia, it could take $25 to go ahead into a track that has been maintenance and maintained. I'll say maintained. You get there for a test and tune on a Midnight Madness night, and they tell you $40. For what? You know what I'm saying? $40. Okay, granted, if it's working, the track is good, cool. Like they say, Georgia, you pay $125, $150. But everybody in the world at Grudge Race knows you can go online and see. That's why they call it the House of Hook, South Georgia Motorsports Park, all in
right.
Carolina.
That's
them
right.
boys riding.
That's right.
Hey, that 125 hot. That's not on a. That's on event. That's not on an everyday.
Well, what
they
charge? That's what I'm saying. What they charging for a test and tune night?
The same people own South Georgia owns Orlando. Orlando
well,
got a Friday night. I posted it in that little deal y'all had today. And
yeah.
It's $25 to go raise $12 for spectators.
And that track has been maintained so much that it's like an event when you go to Test and Tune.
Yeah, well,
you just said it.
And that's because they stay up on it.
Yeah, they maintain it.
$25.
That's the only thing. They only open in the gates when we say we're going to do an event. Because I've been contemplating doing one, but it seemed like, look like, everybody having problems with dealing with the people. If I do it, it's going to be at Hattiesburg. I mean, I'm like, God damn.
It is. Right. And guess what? It ain't me. I've been doing this shit since 2009. So it ain't me. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen, man. I got one race I want to do. I want to get that March race off. And once I get that March race off, I'm just going to do that March race, and me and Mo are going to do our race, and that's going to be it for me. I'm not doing nothing in between. You know what I'm saying? I just do my microphone, bro. You know what I'm saying? And fuck the rest, because, I mean, fuck, I don't say that I make more money doing that, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I know one thing, if I'm hired on a job, I'm going to get paid on it, you know what I'm saying, type shit. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know, bro. We got to make something happen.
And it goes to the fact that, you know, you got these guys in here. You got these, you know, I understand you got bracket races, but bracket races run 10, 11, 12, 13 seconds. They got a little 650 horsepower, 350. It's a different world, you know, when you come to these small time cars.
Yeah, I agree.
Go look at a bracket race and look at them stands. There might be three people sitting there watching.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to always be something. If you get there and you have a grudge crowd come, okay, you know we need to track prep. Well, we're not going to do nothing because of the mass majority of the bracket racing people and everybody who watching it from a professional point of view, so say, is like, oh, this is so unorganized, don't do nothing for them guys, and blah, blah, blah. So that's what they rub shoulders with every day. That's their friends. But they try not to do that. But then you take and say, well, look, I don't want all these people near the starting line. But goddamn it, a grudge race got more people standing at the starting line than you have at a bracket race for 3 days. And everybody's paying to get in. Because when the grudge races come, you go in and people car trailers and everything, making sure they ain't sliding nobody in. So you know what I'm saying? Everybody's paying to get into a grudge race.
Yep. Hey, bro.
So
I done got to the point where they can call it bad, they can call it what they want. Cause guess what? They can tell me no one. I'm a big boy. Somebody got background noise like I got. You know, their background noise is a little louder than mine. So, but I mean, I'm to the point now. But I mean, if they tell me no, it's cool with me. Because guess what? I'm still gonna get on the start line. I'm still gonna gamble. I'm still gonna do the same thing I'm doing now. You know, tell me whether I'm at an event, whether they say we're going to win at the U-Boom, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'll find me another hustle. I'm already hustling five or six different ways, so I can find me another hustle. It don't take me long, you understand me? Don't take me long at all. But with that being said, we don't want to keep the show talking about this. Go ahead. No, I want to hear the bad part about it. I know you was going to say it.
The bad part about it is they drop a hook like they did online talking about, would y'all mind paying more? See, that's somebody that has been sent there to say it.
Oh, somebody dropped that?
But somebody put that on, you know, online. You know, I don't know who the person is, but I guarantee you they watching that rather than being on this show to where you can talk to people live, person to person.
Right.
You'll sit there and watch and see the people say, yeah, we'll pay more, then you're going to raise it. Yeah, they had someone, you didn't see that? That's what me and Steven and you drop that hook first. That's perching. They perching.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Drop add my name at that. I want to see that. I'm gonna comment on me. Yeah. Right. Drop my name on it. I want to see that. Drop my name on that. But look, we got anybody else that want to open their microphone? Press the one button. Y'all know how we rock on this talk show. Daniel, do I have anybody else with that mic? Need the mic over. Daniel, can you hear me?
Boom, give me 1 minute. I'm covering up a swing set for my daughter's birthday. I'll tell you in a second.
Okay, all right. If you haven't got the one button press, y'all just give me a second, and we're gonna get
Jamie
the mic open and
over.
Everything.
Jamie should have his open.
Okay. Oh, Jamie, mic is open? Okay. Open
I'm running errands right now, Cat. I left the house. When I heard you got on, I stepped away.
2 minutes. 2 minutes, boo. 2 minutes.
But you know, the problem is with the track, if they would start prepping good first and then come out and say, well, look, it's a little bit more expensive. Do y'all mind paying more? So people know that they're going to be prepping it right. You go pay more and it's not an improvement on a prep. So we're gonna, now you're going to get even more pissed.
Right.
And then the first thing they're going to say is, well, your suspension must not be right.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, that used to be always said. We had one of the baddest grudge races in the country come down. And they said his suspension was bad. Meanwhile, okay, yeah. Knew forgot more than you ever knew. You gonna tell him his suspension is bad? Yeah. Why don't you do it first and then say, hey, expenses up. You gotta pay, you gotta charge a little more. Well, hey, nobody mind that. They know it's gonna be that.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, man, you know, it's just what we got to do.
Take money to make money.
Yeah, that I said that. And some Nick them said that. Nick said that.
If that was the, if it don't take money to make money, then everybody would be rich.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm mad because I can't get rich. Yeah. And the reason why I can't
Darn
get rich,
crowd.
I mean, this is the thing, too. Hey, this is the thing. Okay, let's talk about the what ifs around here, okay? I don't know if y'all can go back and remember the time me and Mo Jesus had the go hard or go home race at No Problem, right? And 5 minutes before the actual track go hot came up, none of the lights were at the facility. But I had a whole packed house, one of me and Mo's biggest race that we have ever had for the go hard or go home. Y'all know what we wind up doing? For the ones that was there, know what we wind up doing. We wind up racing anyway with no lights from the facility, meaning the track lights and all the other stuff that goes along with it. We had volunteers, meaning racers, volunteers to come up and say, hey, Boom, we'll go to the finish line, let y'all know who in. Hey, Boom, BJ volunteered the flag. He did his flag thing. Y'all know BJ get paid for flagging, you know what I'm saying, type of shit. So let me ask you this here. So knowing that we rented this facility and – talking about legal about things of making people do something. So what if we'd have got, I mean, we also gave back a whole lot of money. I don't want to give specific numbers. But me and Mo gave back pretty much, just as much money we gave back, just as much money we took in. But, hey, we made money. And like I said on that post that I made, I appreciate every dime, nickel, and penny that I get from y'all spectators to come out and support me. And I just hope y'all continue to support me. But, hey, if you don't support me, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying, me? I have to find another job. You know what I'm saying, me? And trust me, I talk to a lot of people in the world because that's what I do for a living. You know what I'm saying, me? And I can get a job. I can get a job pretty much anywhere I want to get a job. I go work at McDonald's, me. I go wave at people at Walmart. You know what I'm saying, me? Can't stop me. You know what I'm saying, me? And I'm not a high lifestyle person either, so I'll make it out here. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you know, just to prove the point of what I'm saying is that I'm quite sure I can talk to my counsel when I get I can get a break. I'm quite sure my counsel can tell me. You probably can you hear this conversation about what happened with our race counsel.
What's that?
About our race that we did being Mo Jeezy. We rented a facility, and the facility didn't work. The utilities didn't work for the facility, but we had all these people that paid us our money to come in this facility. Do you think that there was any kind of grounds that we could have went and took upon the facility that we leased the track from, like the lost his wages? Because we did give a lot of money back, just as much money we took in, money we took and gave back.
You got two
receipts
that don't
get left? Yeah, we had wristbands. Yeah. It could have been. Yeah, so
been.
Now y'all just heard it from the council. She just said the same thing. I'm on a live show, and I just want them to understand that. I mean, me and Moses are not in the business to go try to sue nobody or make things bad for people or nothing like that. There, we never complained to them people. And guess what? He complained about me to get on these talk shows talking shit about his facility, but he not one time came to me and said, hey, Boom, we apologize that our facility didn't work. We'll give you a $50 discount. But guess what he told me, though? I'm going to charge you an extra $1,000 if you come back to my facility. So, but, yeah, it is a cold, cold world. Council says it's a cold, cold world. So she know how cold it is because she can get real kind of tough. And I don't know if y'all know about ladies attorney, man. They, you know, yeah, it does, man. But, man, listen, they got to do better. They got to do better, brother. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not a one-way street. You know what I'm saying? And you got to remember, I didn't create that. You know what I'm saying? That came to me. You know what I'm saying? They facility didn't work. I've said this before. Now, if that had been Jigs putting on an event there or Summit, or someone that's, you know what I'm saying, that high up or got plenty of money, that can, they got plenty of attorneys into attorneys that can pursue and make things tough for them. It would have been what it was, you know what I'm saying? So
you already know.
But hey, man. Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. But let me ask you this here, Daniel, are you ready or no? I mean, if you ain't ready, that's cool too. But
I'm ready.
Y'all press the one button.
You ain't got but one mic right now. Let me open it up. Let me make
go ahead and open the mic, and I'm gonna make a statement. Then you and whoever this person is can speak. But this is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. You understand me? I'm gonna keep on promoting racism until they make me stop promoting racism. I want to make that understood. I don't want nobody to be misconstrued by the conversation that I'm having. All I'm saying to y'all is that the conversation is about that. The conversation is we need to do better with the track. The track need to do better with us. It ain't us, because if you look at all the situations that's going on, it is the track that the situations are at. So if they can't see that we got a problem and we need to rectify it and they need to do it, then, you know what I'm saying, it is a problem. I mean, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So,
when was that first race you and Mo had?
Do what now?
When was that first go hard or go home you and Mo had? What year?
Which one, that big race I had?
Yeah, the big one, the big one, where we had the problem with the light.
The biggest race? Okay, that was possibly 2.5-3 years ago.
So 2.5-3 years ago, and we had the same conversation about the same track.
Yep, absolutely. They don't give a fuck. It's just, you know. I mean, I guess I'm assuming it's the same situation, same thing. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, you know. And I said it earlier, and I'm going to say it again. They don't give a fuck about us as long as we bring them their money. Check. You know? Well.
It's a cold world out there, bro. Cold world.
My counselor just said that. Cold world. She just said that. And now y'all repeating the same thing she's saying. But, hey, I'm in a little situation here. I got family members and they finish showing up, get loud, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna be on mute. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna open the floor to any conversation. We almost been in the show for an hour. Well, we've been in the show for an hour. And it's 8:11. Y'all know things get messy after 8, but right now I'm gonna have to mute my phone. But we're gonna continue the conversation about anything that y'all wanna talk about. Long as dealing with our racetrack, our racing, and a lot of different things that's got to go on with racing alone. While I'm doing that, also, I got a text message. Let me see what this text message may say. But, you know, let's see what my text message say. But if anybody got something to say and they want to make a comment on what we're talking about, we're talking about track prayer, we're talking about the track officials, we're talking about track play, we're talking about everything dealing with racing. So if you got a race car and you go to track, you have some difficulties or problems, come on and tell us about it and all other good stuff that goes along with it. And we're going to conversate about it and see what we can come up with on the conversation. But, you know, like I said, I'm like Hot Rod. We've been talking about this here for 3 years and ain't nothing happened, so. There's a great possibility that it probably won't let it happen again. So I think the conversation that I had said that, I mean, it is what it is, man. I'm going on mute, Daniel, and I'm going to be listening to everything. So let me see what this text message say right here.
Boom, I thought somebody was coming on to say something. They ain't got on yet.
Oh, nobody said nothing yet? Okay, let's see. I'm trying. My phone moving so slow since I'm on it. Let's see. Oh, that was an old text message from Jamie. Okay. But, hey.
Jamie, you didn't call that last number that you said was trying to come up.
Hey, Ali, my God, bro. Ali.
All right. Yeah, y'all on here talking about it and all this. Yeah, what y'all gonna do about it? That's the whole thing. That's the magic question right there. What the fuck are y'all gonna do? Staying up about it? Or y'all just gonna let this here? Because me, I could put that bitch in my rear view mirror and never look back at that bitch again. That's how I feel about it.
I don't think half the people on the show knew about the shit with Marvin and whatever, you know, whatever else. But like I said, Boom, them talking about with your boy and them up there, they've been fucking over us for the last 2-3 years. So
I ain't got to fuck
with them either.
Why I didn't go to that event. Now y'all see why. It's a lot of reasons why I just stopped going there. For 6.5 straight years, Mobile Dragway, Hope, Florida, Atmo, Huntsville, Montgomery. That was my route for 6.5 years straight. Me, Doobie, Big Knuckle make a few of them, a few other people make. But no problem was always in my rearview mirror because of bullshit.
And I usually only go to them if a friend throwing something, I'll go to support them. That's it. But as far as majorly trying to send somebody, I don't do it.
That is.
I'm down with the cause. I stand with my people.
Well, hey, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah.
So we got to stand for something.
And you know the thing.
It is what it is.
Y'all know the killing part about all this, though, we talk about, you know what I'm saying? When I rent this facility from these people, I tell them people, look, man, I'm finna host a small-town shootout, bro. I got people coming from all – somebody talking in the background, like me. But look, I get to them people, and I talk to them people, and I let them know. I said, look, I got a small-town shootout I'm hosting this event. Man, you prepping the track. It's gonna be imperative that y'all get this track together for me. Oh yeah. Okay. We're gonna make it happen. And then when they get there, everybody blowing their tires off. They semi-prepped it and on, man. So it's almost like, you know, you can have that talk with them and all the other stuff. It's just they don't, you know.
Man, the talking over, man. Been talking for too fucking long. It's time to
the whole thing. The people don't want y'all there. That's the whole fucking thing. Realize that. Wake up.
Well, that's the same way with Nola.
Hold on. Hold on. You saying what not? The people don't want us there?
Yeah, because you think about it. If they don't prep the track, but they prep it when they have it, so. And then they know you having a big event. You sat down and talk to them. Tell me why not. It's common sense. It's written on right in your face, bro. Look at how many cars y'all done threw up going down through there because of that.
Yeah.
Real life, man.
Yep.
Don't settle for less, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, man. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Hey, man, it's crucial, man.
It's stressful, man. You want to put on a good event, and then, you know, you got – look, I'm going to keep it real with you, Boom. I'm going to tell you how I felt. When I came to Mojini's race, I don't think they did it. They prepped the track like they prepped it when Scott Taylor had his event. I'm just going to keep it real with you. I think they did a – Ricky Sambo was out there for a day straight, getting radio prep. Cars yeah. Gonna stay down the track when Silverback was out there. They didn't do the same shit when he was out there because Hadley wouldn't go down the track and a few other people had to issue. That's my opinion.
I just said the same thing. They got their goods and they got their bad. And guess what? They ain't in y'all corner. That's for sure.
Okay. So that proves my point. That proves my point of what I've been saying. But now, see, y'all know what, though? Everybody was thinking Boom on Wheel was tripping. Am I lying, Daniel? They just thought I was straight up tripping, huh? When I first started that campaign?
No, you, You told me this two years ago, a year and a half ago, this shit was going on. You did. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I know it. I know it. I'm just telling you, I've seen that shit coming, man. Let me tell y'all something. I got an awesome God, bro. My God brings a lot of shit to me, man, that I see, man. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's harmful or whether it's hurtful to my situation. And I seen this shit coming a while back. I'm going to tell you when I first seen it. I'm going to tell you when I first seen it. 2009 or 2010, whichever one it was. Whenever I did a race, at No Problem Raceway, as we got down there in the office about the counting the money and everything, right? We was counting the money. And this go over here. I said, why'd that go over there? And this is the money. He said, oh, no, this is for taxes. So guess what? I'm a long-time citizen. I pay taxes here in America because that's where I'm at, right? So I said, oh, okay. It was like $1,200. Now think about it. We had to have a pretty good night for them to get $1,200 out of the deal, right? So think about how much money that could have been. So they got $1,200 on the side right here. They money over here and my money over here that I'm getting. So I said to myself, all right, that's cool. I'll just file it off on my 1099, you know. So 1 year went by. 1 year went by, right? So the next following race that I did, I still ain't got a 1099. So where did that $1,200 go? In the following race, they got like $1,000 out of me. You know what I'm saying? So where did that $1,000 go? So the third race I did, listen to this, y'all. The third race I did, I said they took the money out on the side for taxes. They had the lady count the money on the side over there and all that stuff. So when they went to talk about tax money on the side, again, get what I told them. I said, am I going to get a 1099 this time? I need to get something in writing right now that you took tax money from me. Guess what happened? Oh, we're gonna go by no taxes this time. We're not gonna do taxes this time. You know what I'm saying? All the other bullshit. So, right then and there, I knew then that I was screwed out of a couple of grand. You know what I'm saying? So, but ever since then, you know what I'm saying, things been rolling pretty good for me. You know, but it is what it is, man. And is there anybody else that got the mic? Want that mic open out there, Daniel?
Let me see, Boone. Hold on 2 seconds. Let me refresh, Boom. I don't think so. Everybody kind of quiet tonight. They're just listening. People just getting tired.
Right, I understand. Right. But this is Dan, too.
I want to reiterate on some.
Huh?
Boom, I'll be right back. I got a phone call from work. Be right back. Nobody's in hold, so keep talking.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. But this was going to happen. For the ones that don't know, that's good. I want to reiterate. Today is the 20. What's today's date? Today the 21st, and there are some events coming up real soon. I do know Ed Mahal got some. I think it's on the 2nd in Montgomery.
Hey, Boom, I'll be right back. I got to make one phone call. Excuse me, I'll be right back, Boom.
Okay.
I got to make one phone call.
That's cool. All right. Well, Edmund Hall race on the first and second, somewhere in the area. Edmund Hall, if you're out there, if anybody that's affiliated with Edmund Hall or know his schedule or what's going on with his race, come
on,
hit the one
second,
button boom. And let the race. It's on the second? Okay,
it's on
then.
The second, yeah, September
and,
2nd.
Okay, September 2nd. Okay, that's cool. If you want to see how a track ran,
and how good it can be, then that's the race to be at.
How a track rental is ran.
Yeah, that man.
I work like a Hebrew fucking slave in that motherfucker, man.
Emma Hall running boat is called.
Emma Hall
walking the track, shaking hands, you know, greeting people, and racing his cause while his event is going on the way it should be, you know.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
The bathrooms is immaculate. And during vendors, they got vendors out there selling stuff.
So
and not only that, watch this here. And they got a shower.
So yeah, got it. Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
With hot water. So for one got, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey. No, it is what it is, man. Guess what?
Yeah, well, that Marvin thing got me kind of in my feelings, man. I was in my feelings when I got the call that night. You know, and I mean, that just, to me, slapped in the face, man. That just a slap in the face.
Right.
And that's something I expect from him, too. That's exactly what I expect from him.
Wow.
Without getting any detail, that's exactly what I didn't even second. Well, I mean, I know the guy that called me, so I know him personally. And I know he ain't about no drama, you know what I'm saying? He ain't about no bullshit, but I didn't even second guess it, dude. When I heard it, it was like, yeah, you know, I didn't even have to think about it. I knew it was
dude. Right. Right. Wow.
I sure hate this
show wind up being about something like this here, and the way it is, but it is what it is, and if it's a problem, we got to talk about it. And guess what else?
Man, look, it's brewing, boom, it's brewing on Facebook. I mean, I was just let in the group today that I didn't even know about. You know, people texting me in the back line, telling me look at what's going on Facebook. About the tracks, and I mean, yeah, it looked like they got 1,000 comments. I still ain't read it all. You know, I wasn't in that group. So it ain't
comments?
Nothing about this show, man. I don't know. I don't know how many comments they got on it, but I ain't never really caught up on it. I just skimmed through it. And believe you me, it ain't just this show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it ain't just this show.
Well, I'm yep.
It definitely ain't just this show. People fed up with that shit, man. We done sunk a lot of money into that track. Worked our ass off bringing people down there, packing the place, all to get slapped in the face. You know? So, I'm done.
Right.
I'm not saying I ain't going to go back, you know? But, I mean, hey, maybe they might not want me back. I don't know. But,
Right.
I'm not saying I won't go back, but I'm not going to be eager to go, I can tell you that. So, you know.
Oh.
And like I said, man, you know.
I've been there and done that. And I know, like I said, they called and they did what they had to do, you know what I'm saying? So
We done been made look like plum freaking fools for 5 years straight. You know what I'm saying? People going to look at us. You know, they don't look at them. They look at us. You know?
There you go. And that's...
It's them bunch of clowns. But all the while, it's the freaking track. But for some reason, they don't ever get the charge. You know, we always get the charge. And we always get the blame. And we bashing the track. But you know what? We getting a butt dragging every time we throw a race over there on Facebook. And people dogging us out. What's the difference?
Yeah.
You know? We expendable or something?
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't think so.
Actually, you know, I tell you what they do though. We are dispensable to the track because guess what? They actually feel that, you know what I'm saying, You know what I'm saying? We got to come to them to rent the facility anyway. That's what they said.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Just like Hot said. You know, a united front, and they done. NHRA
absolutely.
Ain't beating their doors down to come over there. Jags ain't beating their doors down to come over there. They ain't got no races.
No.
I mean, look at the races they got over there. Zero. Ain't nobody trying to go over there.
And
what's the first thing they say when something, like you said, Steven, if something go wrong at the track, the first thing they're going to say is, well, the promoter didn't want to pay for that.
The promoter. Everything is the promoter's fault.
You know. Even if he did, ain't nobody going to want to believe that he did and they didn't. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's already etched in stone.
Yep.
All right, but listen, hold on, real quick, Steve. I want to make an announcement about something that's going to take place that I take dear to my heart. I had a bad accident in me and Mo's race, in my race and Mo's race at Hub City's Ragway, okay? The gentleman by the name of Eric Gilmore got hurt in his race car. And they're hosting a benefit car show August the 25th. I forgot. I need somebody to come on, somebody to text that to me. I need y'all to hit the one button so y'all can put the facts out there to the people so these people can come and support him. I know they're cooking food. They're going to be selling plates and all that. August the 25th, which is this Saturday coming up. I need whoever knows a lot.
I think it's Sunday, Boom. I think it's Sunday, Boom. It's the 26th.
Okay. It's the 26th. The 26th, yeah.
Okay,
Super Sunday.
That's gonna be at Colonial Park.
It's gonna be at Colonial Park, okay? And for what I'm looking at here on this flyer, they're gonna be wrapping up a liquor basket. They're gonna all proceeds go towards the medical expenses and donate to his medical funds. It's gonna start at 11 a.m. I don't know exactly when it's gonna stop, but I do know they call it Super Sunday benefit race for Eric Gilmore. So if y'all, they're gonna do chicken and fish plates. They're gonna be doing chicken and fish plates, boiled turkey necks, corn potatoes, and other food will be sold. Sound by DJ Big Guy. Whoever DJ Big Guy is. So y'all guys, support Mr. Terry, man, and let's have a good time, man. And I just wanted to put that out there like that, there, man. Cause I got them texts. Anytime y'all got a text, y'all text it to me, or y'all want me to talk about something. I got another text here. Let's see. Happy birthday.
I wasn't on that.
Okay. Let's talk about this here. Now, we got all these races. Uh-oh. They calling somebody in. Who did we calling in? Anyway.
Hey, Boom, that's me.
Hey, man. Okay, but I want to know one thing. Y'all know the Duck Mask and all them guys coming down here, man, at State Capitol. Man, who is on this show? Is gonna go out and take care of them guys, man. So they gonna come down here.
Oh.
I heard the rumor now, and I'm Dark Master them. What happened that Monte Carlo y'all had in the shop over there, man? God damn, y'all need to come out with something. Put 24s on it.
Man, we can't be telling y'all about that secret, man. That secret. Hey, let me open up this mic. Then we can talk about that. 985-2850. Your mic is hot. Hello, 985-2850. Who I'm speaking with?
I hit went by mistake.
Okay. All right. Put you back on mute then. But Boom, Monte Carlo still in the works, bro.
Okay. I just want to know, because we need to get these dunks. I know there's a lot of dunks right here getting work, getting L.S. Watson, all of that stuff, man. And I hate when these people come down here and can't nobody get no action when they come down here, whether it's in the track. You know they're going to be at the track. So, I mean, you know, them guys coming down here, they're going to be looking to gamble. Nah, hey, you get your asshole blowed out down there, fuck with them boys, that's on you. But at the same time, hey, you know, hey, that's just a question I got for the public. I mean, who we going to send out there to go knock them boys off? Because they coming. Boys I heard, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's what I don't want to happen. Same thing like them Texas boys came down here to State Capitol. They walked around with their fucking chest poked all the way out, and nobody was out here to run them. You understand me? And like I said on a post earlier on Facebook, man, Louisiana got some of the fastest cars in the world, man. But everything leads back to what the fuck we talk about on the talk show. They can't get down the road. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody told me Haynes ain't got gap.
Who?
Haynes gang got beat up on at the track.
I think your boy was the Malibu. Him and they, I think they grudge race. Him and the guy with the guy with the Malibu. Him and that guy did a grudge race. I've seen a post he had made. about the Haynes game, we walk around looking for a race, and he called up on the Monte Carlo, and the Monte Carlo beat him. So I don't know how that. What's his name? Evan. If you're on here, hit the one button, man. We want to hear what you eat them Opelousa boy. Hey, hashtag that shit too. Hey, they call the shot boy. That's the shot boy. They hashtag that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Raise it up.
You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, you got to give it to him, though. You could tell something. Something didn't come on Junior's side, on Haynes' game side.
Okay, I wasn't there. I wasn't there, so I can't justify it. So I don't know. I'm just talking about what I read on that. You know what I'm saying? And it's possible that something didn't come on. You know what I'm saying?
The green light.
You know what I'm saying?
Look.
I just got one announcement. The man been talking rough to me. He called me before the talk show. Whoever want to bet with Kirk, please come see me before the race start. Please. Because I promise you, I'm going to win. That's all I'm going to say. So come see me. We taking all bets.
Uh-oh, so you got special money. That what you're saying? You got some special money.
Yeah, that man is trying to give me my feelings and think I'm gonna come out there half different, but y'all know me better than that.
Hey man. Hey bro. Say, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, brother. But hey man. Anybody's got their mic? Because we're gonna try to go into another conversation. Because a lot of people, you know, saying on this talk show tonight, and if you press the one button, if you just want to let the racing world know you're on here listening tonight, press the one button if you want to talk about the conversation we're talking about tonight. And ain't no racing going, no locked in race that we know of, and an event that's coming up this weekend. So I don't think many people are going to be talking about locking in tonight. But I can tell y'all, the G-Unit Boy race is coming up on the 8th. And it's going to be a grudge fest, so they ain't going to have no shootouts. You understand me? So you're going to be able to test the tune all the fuck you want. And then you're going to be able to go you're going to be able to come out and do what you got to do to lock in somebody, make you a couple of hits and lock somebody in and shoot for the border. Dear man. So.
Man, and look, fellas. I'm a comment on that, Boone. Them dudes are everybody's race, so everybody please to try to support them. Cause I mean, every race I've been to, and I ain't been to many this year, but I couldn't get there. You got to get your money right, you know, working on a car, trying to go travel and go racing, bro. It's rough. But they go support them guys. I'll be there, happy to be there. Hey man, anybody see Phil? I mean, Hot Rod done retired him or something?
Phil in Las Vegas, man. Phil in Las Vegas enjoying himself.
I just ain't heard nothing from him since 21 Gun Salute done run out of life. I'm just saying.
Well, he all right, man.
Last time I seen him, he was on the milk carton.
That was low, Steven. That was real low.
Hey, bro. Hey, man. Fuck all that. Where Michael Dillon at? Where is Duck at?
Man, y'all get him on there. I'm getting off.
Today is Wednesday. He's at church. Today, Tuesday. He at church right now. Leave Mike alone. If Mike was on here, he would have been saying something.
He better be praying the Lord the Silverback don't get a hold of his ass. That's all I got to say.
He ain't gonna have no that ding-a-ling when he come out now.
Man, we gonna run so far out of that dude life. It's gonna be. I swear, I'm gonna be at the finish line. Make sure I snap like 30 pictures.
Hey, you got yours ready to go? You got all your bugs out or what? Ali.
Yeah, what you say?
You got all your bugs off your car?
We'll see when I hit the track again.
All right.
We'll see when I hit the track again. I don't have no excuse. If it feel like it's going to go, it's going to go. If not, it is what it is. I'm going to try it.
I hear you.
So.
I hear you, bro. Hey, I'm surprised them Texas boys ain't calling, talking rough tonight.
I didn't figure they'd get other crybabies a break who they on. They probably on the show right now.
Edmund Hall told him, he said, if I just call me when they come to Louisiana. He said he's going to make sure he run their ass back to Texas.
Well, the only track they're probably going to show back up to is Baton Rouge. You know?
Well, we'll be there on the 3rd. I don't know if Edmund's coming, but we'll be there.
What do you mean you don't know if Edmund coming? If Edmund got a lock in, he gonna come. You best believe that.
Well, I wonder if we can get on. Somebody give me Bumpy's number. Let me call the Green Goblin, see if he gonna show up. See if he gonna lock in. Since he's talking about he can run out of Edmund life.
Man, you got better luck tongue kissing the rattlesnake, boy.
He might have got word. The phone might be ringing here in a minute.
Yes, indeed. Well, man, they got much action on here tonight. I'm going to go ahead and sign out myself.
Man, you know it's going to be good soon as you sign
read
out.
Up on
hold
this
on.
Post. Well, text me. You know how to text me. If it get good, I'm going to read up on this post.
Did they finally let you
in
that room yet? I'll probably get you approved. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, they finally let me in here.
Oh, Lord.
Today
you're going to be in a long time.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at, dude. Where that came from.
That's been going
crazy.
For 3 days, bro. 3 days.
Hey, what post is this on? What post is this on? What page?
It's got state capital and no problem linked together.
Okay.
And I didn't know nothing about it. Boom. Somebody texted me. A few people were texting me, asking me if I'm
okay.
Seeing all this junk, and I said, man, seeing what? I don't see nothing.
Boom, I'll invite you to it, Boom.
Finally, they let me
in,
and I kind of skimmed over it, but I didn't read it all, you know. I mean, it's just basically
right.
What we're talking about today. You got all the bracket races
okay.
Basically right. Taken up for the tracks, and you got all the no-time people, you know, basically griping. So it's the same old stuff, just different day, you know,
okay.
different application. One's a talk show,
right,
one
right.
Typing. Same old story, though. People fed up.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Right.
And the bracket racer. Well, I'm saying that. It looked like it started with a bracket racer. The bracket racer even said it wasn't going back, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm going to read up on it tonight. I'm going to get into it and read it. But it looked like it started with a bracket racer, to be honest with you.
I want to make one thing clear. I feel, now this is only my personal feeling, and I have a good feeling on vibes. I got a pretty good feeling that, you know what I'm saying, with me working with Mr. Gary, just conversation and working and talking with Mr. Gary, I pretty much can get what I want out of Mr. Gary for him being in management over that facility. They will get out there. They do have staff to work the staging lane. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to work as a promoter like a damn dog and make sure everything is good, you know what I'm saying, type shit. So I got to defend Mr. Gary on that until otherwise said different. Now, we still got to work on that prep. And like I said, like the Madisonville was in saying, you know what I'm saying, I mean, they you know what I'm saying, they gonna do what they got to do to make it happen. But like I said in the earlier post, I don't think that I should have to spend an extra $4,000 on top of the $10,000 I'm spending to get into this facility to make a race happen.
You know what I mean? It's more than $4,000, dog. I don't know who gave you that figure, but it's more than that.
I mean, I know.
Ain't
even
close to that.
I know, you were damn at $2,000. You damn at $2,000 in prep. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
That's more than that just for the prep, you know? But, you know, we got beat up pretty bad by that $60 tech card, so that's why I got to defend that. It ain't no $4,000.
Hello?
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is, man. Guess what? Y'all gonna make it happen. I already know it.
But you know, at the end of the day, it's all about the effort, really. I mean, you know, I mean, even if you ain't doing it right, man, if somebody see you putting forth the effort, I always pride myself on. I ain't never the best at nothing, but I always pride myself. You ain't gonna outwork me. You may be better than me, but you ain't gonna outwork me.
Right.
Period. Point blank, period. And if you put that kind of attitude towards anything, dude, and apply that, then you can't go wrong.
See, hey, Steve, I think you from Mississippi on the slide, man. You just trying to represent Madisonville. I think you from Mississippi, man.
Hey, look, I love Mississippi, shit.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Hey, y'all, speaking of Mississippi, I think it's Kai Scott Taylor's in the final the final eight, I believe. So they got round three, then they got round four, semifinal.
Kai Kelly out?
No, he's still in it.
Kai Kelly still in it? And Scott Taylor still in it?
Yep.
Come on, when they start racing? I thought that was this weekend.
Man, shit, they've been racing all day, bro. You better get on Drive. Go to Deep South Street Racing and like it. You'll see it.
Yeah, I've been working all day. I ain't really been on the book.
Oh, but, man, minutes got again.
That's it.
Oh,
man. But anyway.
I'll take it to you.
Yeah, man, the show kind of boom. If I don't get no more followers here, I'm going to shut it down here in a little bit because it's kind of quiet tonight.
Okay. That's cool. That's
but
cool.
But look, y'all, on another note, you know, it's like boom and everybody's saying, man, if we don't all lock hands and join together and do the same thing, things won't ever get better. We love racing. I love racing. Everybody loves racing. But you just got to do what you got to do to make things right, man. It is what it is. You know?
Yep.
Right. I love it enough to know that when I ain't doing it right, it's time to just back off for a minute. You know what I'm saying? That's how much I love it.
Uh-huh.
And I know right now I ain't doing it right. So it's time to back away for a minute.
Right.
You know?
But on that note, we got 15 minutes, man. We're gonna any last comments, man, because we're gonna shut down a few minutes early. You know what I'm saying, man? Because I'm here with family members and everything, and got a lot of background noise. So if there's anybody out here that's got a last statement they want to make, go ahead and make your statement because we're gonna shut it down. So go ahead and make your statement. Otherwise, we're gonna shut it down.
Let me see if somebody hit the one button, bro. I'm going to give them a minute.
Okay. All right. All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen.
It's still back.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Uh-oh. Hey, you got that text up sent you? When's the liquor listening?
Well, I've seen something. I got to check it out. But I did see something.
They got a window liquor looking for you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
Daniel, I'm out, man. And hey, guys, we're gonna see y'all. I'm gonna see y'all next week. Daniel may let the show roll for the next 15 minutes or something.
Nah,
12 minutes.
We're gonna shut it down, bro. I gotta go put a swing set together in the dark, bro. You know how it is. But
man, you ain't gonna do nothing. Quit stunting.
Okay. Man, Steven, you know I work all kind of hours.
Go live.
That's fake news, man. That's fake news.
Okay. I'm gonna show y'all fake in just a few minutes.
We don't put up with no fake news on here.
Leave it on it. Leave it live and build it. Let's see how you build it.
I'm gonna post y'all a picture of the direction I'm looking at right now.
I want to watch
for residency use only requires at least four adults. Well, it's only me, so hey, we're gonna do what we do.
Well, you ain't gonna build a billet then.
I get what I can put together right here on my couch.
Jamie,
right here.
Where you been hiding, dude?
Yeah, we been hiding,
bro. You don't know about it no more.
Shit, I'm working. I'm in Slidell, man.
Yeah, you ain't been answering my call. You done kicked me to the curb, I guess.
I'm about to put you there. I might have got you on auto reject. I gotta check. He got
you on the beat on the phone, bro.
If it goes straight to voicemail, I'll put you on there on accident.
Oh Lord.
Yeah,
Lord.
Let me see. I ain't been hearing from you. I said the dude done been avoiding me.
No, man, I've been working in my house. So.
Hey, Steve, you got that picture I sent you the other night?
Picture you sent me the other night?
Yeah.
He's just trying to be like Wiggs.
I'll check.
Nah, I'm picking another one. I'll resend it to you. All right, fella. I'm going to end this show, bro. Y'all keep it real till next Monday. We'll be back.